As Lady Macbeth once said, out darned spot. Well, actually, she didn't put it quite that way, but in deference to the values of some communities, it might have been a good idea. And maybe the idea over at PBS, which this spring is distributing a production of The Gin Game, starring Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore. Evidently, there are two versions of The Gin Game being made, one for general distribution to public TV stations that's uncut, and then there is a somewhat sanitized version, a kind of a backup version for stations that don't feel they can go with the actual script. The stations will choose, and at a news conference for the production, Mr. Van Dyke evidently said, no, it shouldn't be touched, it makes it stupid. And we wondered what playwright D.L. Coburn thinks about it, so we've called him up. What do you think about having a backup, pre-cut version of your play to go out to the system?
Well, when I first heard of this, I wasn't very happy about it at all. I just heard about it this morning. So I called the executive producer, and I've had the matter explained to me. And as it stands now, yes, there are two versions, but there were not two versions made. In other words, there was no censorship in doing the play. I didn't do one version that says, well, I don't even know what words I can use on the air here, but we didn't shoot two versions. We only shot the play exactly as it's written, and it's my understanding that that's exactly how it will go out to all the markets, all the affiliates throughout the PBS network.
But you're saying a station that then might be tempted to go in and beep or bleep out the words in the version that will instead have a version that they can access, which has done it already for them.
Well, I think that's done to preclude them doing it because you don't know what might be done. It can be a difficult issue here. Mm-hmm. I would hope that none of the stations will come back with that issue. And if they do, I would hope that they could be convinced to maintain the artistic integrity of the work.
Well, what is your feeling as a playwright towards the thought of somebody just eliminating language to avoid shock or perhaps to avoid complaint before the FCC?
Well, frequently I've been called over the years from various theater companies wanting to alter some of the language, and I just simply refuse it. I say, well, then don't do the play, because these words are there for a reason. They have been chosen with care. They are revealing of the characters, and that's the way it stands. You don't have quite the same leverage when you write for television. However, I actually up front, as a prerequisite to doing the deal, got the assurances that everything would be done just as written. And that is the way it was done. If they had talked to me about this, even though I understand the reasons, I would have tried to encourage them to just make one copy available to everyone.
And then it would be up to a local public television station, either yes or no, either or nothing.
Right. You'd hate to lose a market, I mean, simply because you want the people in that market to see your play. And I'm hoping, and I've been assured that that's the way it's going to be for the vast majority of the stations around the country. At least that's what I've been told.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you hear any different, please let us know.
Oh, yeah.
Playwright D.L. Coburn, author of The Gin Game, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me for my comments.